This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The jury in the Boston Marathon bombing case will now weigh whether Jahar Tsarnaev should be executed. That is after finding him guilty of all 30 counts.
Powered by News One.
Count after count after count. Executed. He was found guilty yesterday. That's Jahar Tsarnaev. Good morning. It is a Thursday. It is April 9th, 2015. Today is the 150th anniversary of the close of the Civil War. And as a result, the National Park Service is calling on communities all across the nation to mark the historic summit at Appomattox by participating in the Bells Across the Land commemoration. So today you may hear churches, temples, schools, city halls, public buildings, and other historic shrines participating in the ringing of their bells at 3:15 Eastern Time. That's 2:15 Central, noon 15 on the West Coast as a way to commemorize the truly United States of America. As you heard, Jahar Tsarnaev, a man stood with his blank face and his head bowed, his hands clasped as the guilty verdicts toiled one after the other, in what seemed like an eternity. They said for about 30 minutes, this took for the jury to announce its verdict at the Boston Marathon bombing trial. He didn't skate on a single charge. He now stands guilty on all 30 counts, 17 of which could send him to death row. So now they're going to start on that. And this will go over when they are going to be having the Boston Marathon, which is scheduled to take place next week. The great Michael Kottman today on BlackAmericaWeb.com says there is a charge in the South Carolina shooting, but the question is, will there be a conviction? Yesterday, Faden Santana revealed himself as the videographer to NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt in his first interview since the shooting and said that the policemen Slager and Walter Scott, the victim, did struggle before the encounter turned deadly. He said the officer did not appear to be in any danger when he opened fire. He said before he started recording, they were down on the floor. I remember the police officer had control of the situation. He had control of Scott, and Scott was just trying to get away from the taser. But like I said, he never used the taser against the cop. He said he turned the video over to the family after reading the police report and hearing about it on the news. He said it wasn't like the way they were saying, no, this is not what happened.
Remember in the Eric Garner case, when it went to the grand jury, and the guy who filmed Eric Garner, and he went before the grand jury, and the grand jury acted like he didn't do anything.
Right.
And he was very surprised, and he was questioned by the grand jury. He said all of about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And I think, Tom, the hope is that this will be a different situation.
I hope so, too.
But like Michael Kottman said, you know, yeah, there has been arrest, but will there be a conviction?
Video has been, they see it differently.
Totally. Meanwhile, lawyers for the family of a black man who was found hanging in Mississippi said yesterday that they are hiring independent experts, including forensic pathologists, to conduct an investigation separate from the one pursued by the state and federal authorities. Otis Byrd was found hanging by a sheet from a tree near his home in a small southwestern Mississippi town of Port Gibson on March 19th. And you might not know that he's the Marion kind, but word released yesterday that Barry Manilow is a married man now.
To a man?
What?
Yeah. He married his longtime manager, Gary.
Okay.
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 In a small
You made it sound a lot different than what you just said.
He married.
That's why everybody was like, what?
I went the other way, man.
Then when you said his
A married man is a married man.
Yeah. No, when you said he married his longtime manager, Gary. It's like, oh, okay.
That's how he referred to him, Gary.
The question has been answered now.
Yeah. No Mandy. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. He's a Mandy.
No Mandy. He's no Mandy.
He's a married Mandy now. He married his manager,
Gary. Yes, he's married Mandy. That's right, Sybil.
The 71-year-old singer and his 66-year-old manager reportedly exchanged wedding bands.
All right. Yeah.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.